Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Addictions to pornography and illicit sex run deep, but the cure runs deeper still. That cure requires something to believe, something to do, and something to share. Today, we focus on what we must do in order to be free. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our current series is Restoring the Soul, Healing in an Age of Brokenness. Pastor Lutzer comes once again to talk with us about breaking the cycle.
So, what do I want you to believe? I want you to believe that Jesus, the Son, is stronger than slavery. I want you to see yourself as a son and a daughter of the Almighty. I want you to know that you have a sense of dignity, that the thoughts that you have about yourself as being so unlovable are not God's thoughts about you. They are your thoughts, not His. He loves you. He cares about you. And you're fully and completely redeemable in the most thorough way imaginable. The Son makes us free indeed. There's a second thing that I want you to do, and that is I want you to do something, to believe something, to do something. Now, for this, I do ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 5. We're going to use a different passage, Matthew 5, where Jesus, in a familiar passage on the Sermon on the Mount, says these words in verse 27. By the way, it is so wonderful to hear you turning in your Bibles to the passages that we indicate. And I hope that you always bring your Bible to church. Matthew 5, 27. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I say to you, whoever looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Jesus here is making a statement of universal indictment. And then notice, if your right eye causes you to sin, I like the translation that says stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Jesus is talking about the battle that we are going to have with lust. And the whole imagery here is, if your right eye, and he uses the eye because we as men particularly are easily stimulated by the eye in a way that perhaps women do not fully understand. And if your hand, which oftentimes is used in stimulation, particularly in relationship to a woman, if your hand is causing you to fall into the pit, and the imagery there is a pit, you know, that has a, what shall we say, it's dug into the ground and then it's covered with light branches and leaves, and the animal does not know that the pit is there, but he falls in. If it's your eye or your hand, Jesus said, cut out your eye and cut off your hand. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, he isn't speaking literally, is he? No, he isn't, obviously, because it would be possible for you to cut out your right eye and still lust with your left, or to cut off your right hand and still be immoral. But what Jesus is saying in the strongest possible way is this: whatever you need to do to separate yourself from that which is falling into a pit, from that which causes you to fall into a pit, do it, even if it is drastic. What about that? Well, first of all, amputation is painful, isn't it? Gouging out your eye. Of course it hurts with crude tools, no anesthetic. I mean, it hurts. And some of you have to give up relationships that hurt. You have to give up friendships that are causing you to sin. You have to break relationships. Some of you have to flee from temptation. You have to run from other people. You have to change jobs. You say that's drastic. Jesus says, do it. Some of you have to take your Blockbuster card and you have to take an axe. And smash it into 1,000 pieces. Some of you have to end your cable television subscription. There are Christians who have HBO or Showtime, some of these stations that show pornography, and what you need to do is to just do it. Some of you have to unplug your television set. There is a friend, and he knows that I use him as an illustration, so if he's here today, it's fine as long as I don't name him, who a year ago unplugged his television set. And he told us, not only is his mind a lot purer, but he said that when he was sick the other day, he was tempted to plug it in. I thought, you know, I've done so long without it, and I've done so well. Why should I begin that now? Jesus is saying, whatever you need to do, if it means getting rid of your computer, do it. Oh, I need email, you say. Don't give me that. We lived for years and years and years and years and years without email. Some time ago, I was on vacation and my secretary had to deal with 700 emails. Now, emails were supposed to simplify our lives, I thought. Got all these friends. Here's a good article. Here's a joke. Here's this. Here's this. We need email. Jesus is saying, whatever you need to do, even if it hurts. And then, of course, it is also thorough amputation, cutting out your eye, cutting off your hand. If a cancer patient, what would you think of a doctor who says, well, you know, we could have gotten it all, but we kept a little bit of cancer because, you know, the time might come when you might want a little bit of cancer. So we decided to manage it rather than get rid of it. See, that's our problem. We always leave a bridge to that sin. We confess it, but there's always that bridge there. The idea of going cold turkey is unthinkable. So we keep that in our minds and hearts, and we keep the bridge. One of the Puritan writers says that when it comes to sin, we should do like Paul did when he shook the viper into the fire. And when we leave sin, it should not be with the intention of seeing it again. It is thorough. It is worthwhile. Jesus said it's better. You say, well, I wouldn't want to have one eye and one hand only. Yeah, I know, none of us would. We wouldn't be able to fulfill all of our aspirations. But my goodness, if that's what's standing between me and heaven, my soul is so much more worth than my body. It is better for me to arrive in heaven with one eye than to be in hell with two eyes. It is better. It is better. What is it that we lose when we submit to these obsessions that control us? You know what we lose? We lose the blessing and the friendship of God. Because God is always at arm's length. He's always there in the distance. We may pray to Him in desperation, but there's no fellowship. The words of Jesus, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And when we're impure in heart, we can't really see God. We know that He's there, but we keep putting Him off and we keep saying, I'm going to deal with this later at another time. Why? Because we don't want to just face the issue and say, you know, we've grieved God. And that's why we know that dealing with this is worthwhile. So, I've given you something to believe, that sonship is more powerful than slavery. I've given you something to do, namely to burn all the bridges that lead back to the same sin. Now let me give you something to share. Because many of you are listening to this and you're saying, Pastor Luther, you're absolutely right. And I am going to deal with this issue this afternoon. God and I are going to have this little talk. And nobody's going to know about it except God and I. Well, there are some things that it's okay just for you and God to know about. There's a lot in my life that is between me and God. But I need to tell you this. That when it really comes to the issue of these obsessions, you cannot do it alone. No, the whole purpose of being linked to the body is for help. Let me give you two reasons. First of all, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Normally we think of physical healing, but I believe in context, there's powerful reasons to believe that it's spiritual healing. This past summer, I spent an hour with a man who was addicted to pornography and actually very immoral. And then God changed him. And now for the last 10, 15 years, gives lectures in churches on how to overcome these addictions. You know, the name of his organization, which I forget, is something like this, How to Have Healthy Relationships. And I thought, well, that's strange for an organization that is helping people overcome these addictions. But he said, no. He said, what happens is you need a healthy relationship. Somebody needs to know your story and yet affirm you. Somebody needs to be able to say, even though you've done that, you are a part of the human family and we're all struggling together, and I affirm you as an individual who has worth and value and relationship. And also, it is necessary for accountability. Accountability. Because you really can't do it alone. Let me tell you two separate stories, but because they are so parallel, I will tell them as one story. One was a man who struggled with visiting prostitutes, and the other was a homosexual coming out of the lifestyle, but falling again and again. Both of them, independently, and these stories are totally independent, had friends who said, when you're tempted, call me any time of the day or night. So they would call any time of the day or night. Well, certainly you have to listen next time to find out what happened. But let me ask you this question. Are you blessed as a result of these messages? If you are, it's because other people have invested in the ministry of Running to Win. I hold in my hands a letter from someone who said that the sermons are hard-hitting, and I found them to be a needed addition to my family discussions about faith throughout the week. Would you consider becoming an endurance partner? That's someone who stands with us regularly with their prayers and their gifts. Of course, the amount that you give is entirely your decision. Here's what you can do for more info. You can go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com or call 1-800-215-5001.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer with more of Breaking the Cycle, message number 6 in a 7-part series on restoring the soul. Next time, we'll hear more of this story of why accountability to others is a crucial element of sexual healing. This 7-part series can be yours on CD for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For full information, call us toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you call or write, ask about restoring the soul. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.